is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Still no one in custody in the killing of Charlie Kirk, the political activist President Trump has described as a good friend.
This is a dark moment for America. Charlie Kirk traveled the nation, joyfully engaging with everyone interested in good faith debate.
Kirk was debating with students on the campus of Utah Valley University when he was hit with a single bullet in the neck. ABC Chief National Correspondent Matt Gutman has more on the search for the gunman.
That all-out urgent manhunt for the suspect in what officials are calling the political assassination of Charlie Kirk at that college campus here in Utah. Kirk, the right-wing commentator and fierce ally of President Trump, shot and killed in full view of a crowd of about 3,000 Wednesday.
Police think the gunman had targeted Kirk from at least 100 yards away and fled shortly afterwards. Vice President Vance skipping 9/11 commemorations today to travel to Utah. This is ABC News. NATO calling it the biggest violation of its airspace by Russia since the war in Ukraine began. Russian drones fired into Poland's airspace, shot down by NATO and Polish air defenses. Russia tried to say its drones went off course. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge says Europe isn't convinced.
European officials are coming out pretty strongly, condemning this, as you'd expect, but also saying that they believe this was deliberate. I mean, Polish officials saying these were not drones that veered off course, that Russia deliberately put a high number of drones into Polish airspace. They call it a deliberate provocation.
Qatar's prime minister says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has killed any hope of releasing hostages still held in the Gaza Strip following the attack on Hamas in Doha. Officials say a man dove off a cruise ship docked in Puerto Rico to dodge a $16,000 gambling debt. He was put in cuffs and arrested after being hauled out of the water. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Lambeau Field has officially achieved wonder status. During a joint announcement with the Green Bay Packers, Travel Wisconsin named the stadium the 11th Wonder of Wisconsin Wednesday. The growing list includes iconic bucket list spots around the state like Devil's Lake State Park, Eagle Tower, and Apostle Island's National Lakeshore. With a seating capacity of 81,041, Lambeau Field is the second largest and oldest stadium in the NFL, and is now the largest venue in Wisconsin. Lambeau Field opened in 1957 as City Stadium, replacing the original City Stadium at Green Bay East High School. It was renamed in 1965 in memory of Packers founder, player, and longtime head coach, Earl "Curly" Lambeau. What was once 48 acres of farm field is now a year-round destination for millions of people from around the world. Since the Packers started offering tours of Lambeau in 2003, nearly 3 million people from more than 200 countries worldwide have toured our beloved stadium. Travel Wisconsin launched the Wonders of Wisconsin in 2023 as a lineup of must-visit places in the state for residents and visitors alike. Wisconsin Republicans are working on education bills that would encourage school districts to consolidate, establish statewide standards on student discipline, and overhaul math instruction. These bills aren't even drafted yet, so limited details are available. But Republicans in the Assembly focused heavily on districts with declining enrollment and declining funding. One of their big solutions is to encourage more districts to consolidate. There are more than 400 public school districts across Wisconsin. Record numbers of them are going to referendum, asking residents to increase their own taxes to keep them afloat. The Republicans' plan would give districts grants to explore whether they should combine. School advocates and administrators say declining enrollment isn't the problem, it's the formula itself and funding from lawmakers. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers head for home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers returning from their road trip to begin a three-game series tomorrow night against the Cardinals at American Family Field. The crew losing again 6-3. The Rangers' Jake Berger hit two home runs. Pat Murphy.
They got every big hit. You know, Berger was in AAA earlier in the season, and he hits two big homers. You know, we get 11 hits. We don't get the timely two-out hit.
NFL, the Packers host the Washington Commanders tonight, led by Dan Quinn, who was once the head coach of the Falcons, where Matt LaFleur was the quarterback's coach. LaFleur on his time there in Atlanta under Quinn.
It was invaluable to me. Like, I'm pretty certain I wouldn't be standing right here right now if it weren't for being with DQ for those 2 years in Atlanta. And just changed my whole mindset and how much fun you can have within the building yet still get down to business. It was a great environment.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have a full recap later tonight after the game from Lambeau Field with Sports on Mike Clemens. Green
Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog early. Otherwise, expect partly sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, patchy fog developing late. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a low of 54. On Friday, warmer with mostly sunny skies. Highs in the upper 70s. It's 58 at our studios.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. There is still one county fair in the state left to play. It's running this weekend. I'll tell you where in a bit.
Down on out against memories, but you don't need them to appreciate the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
News, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Great song out of Motown, of course. That's the Supremes. That's not Diana Ross and the Supremes, not yet. That was well into their career as a trio when they renamed themselves Diana Ross and the Supremes. And it actually wasn't their idea. It was the boss's idea, Berry Gordy. But I digress. I'm Dan Marcus. Hey, listen, one county fair left in the state. Technically, you know, there are other fairs going on, like the Belmont School and Community Fair and the Central Burnett County Fair hasn't been announced yet, at least not according to what I have here. But the Vernon County Fair, now I haven't had my elephant ear yet this year, so maybe I'm going to have to travel all the way over to Vernon County, which is just south of La Crosse, just so that I can get my funnel cake. Okay, because I don't know, where can you get funnel cakes when it's not state fair or county fair time? I have no idea. So, and I haven't had mine yet. So maybe I'm going to have to hit the Vernon County Fair this weekend.
The power of friendship has spawned a memorable baseball season in Milwaukee. When you choose to work with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the relationship is more than what feels like having a friend. Pella honors trust and commitment on your behalf, before, during, and after the sale. And with this month's incredible deal, Gina Della from Pella is here to share why you shouldn't wait to order new windows and doors.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 60 months. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 9/30, 2025. With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
If you're looking for an opportunity to be heard by the city, One has just presented itself. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Monday, September 15th, from 6 till 7 p.m. at Titletown Brewing, you can stop by and chat about what's on your mind with Green Bay City District 7 Council Member and Alderman Alyssa Prophet. This is a new approach for her to get to know her neighbors, and she's eager to listen, learn, and hopefully act on your behalf. Check it out by heading to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Ricky Nelson, Ozzy and Harriet's favorite son, Don't Tell David.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. And in every port, I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty senorita waiting for me. Mexico, and if you sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Lots going on, and Connie Feldman is here to sort it out all out for you. She's coming up in a matter of minutes on WGBW.
local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary.
WGB Newsroom. I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Just a week into the school year, parents of Green Bay area school students will have to head back out for one more back-to-school item, a clear backpack. This after two lunchroom fights led police to find a handgun and ammunition in a backpack at Preble High School on Tuesday. The Green Bay area public school superintendent Vicki Bayer sent a letter to families yesterday saying students who choose to come to school with a backpack or tote bag will need to use a clear and colorless backpack or bag. The new policy goes into effect on September 22nd for all students grades 6 through 12. People who live on Green Bay's east side may have to find a different route to work soon. A heavily used portion of East Mason Street near Easttown Mall will be closed starting this Monday, September 15th, for what the Green Bay Department of Public Works called a long-term closure in a news release yesterday. Well, plenty of people will be visiting Wisconsin's latest Wonder tonight for the Packers' primetime matchup against Washington. Why Wonder? Well, because that's what Lambeau Field has officially been named. The Packers and Travel Wisconsin made the announcement at a joint press conference yesterday. Officially the 11th Wisconsin Wonder, Lambeau joins other bucket list spots across the state like Devil's Lake State Park, Eagle Tower, and Apostle Island's National Lake Store. Well, the date today is 9/11, 24 years since terrorist attacks in 2001. The Packers will be honoring the significance of the date with a special on-field tribute to honor the courage and sacrifice of those who responded to the attacks and to remember all who lost their lives. Flags around the state are flying at half staff also today in honor of the nearly 3,000 people who died. Governor Tony Evers' orders declared the day to be a state day of service and remembrance. Evers encouraged Wisconsinites to give back to their neighbors and communities today through acts of kindness and service by volunteering in our local communities. You can find a list of volunteer opportunities with virtual options on the Volunteer Wisconsin website. Evers' flag order will be in place today from sunrise to sunset. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
You've probably felt it yourself, overdoing it a little bit with beautiful weather. Well, guess what? As the harvest season approaches, farmers need to listen to their bodies as well. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday, and a couple tips on what to pay attention to. That's just around the corner.
Farmers and ranchers across the country trust Can-Am because of how they build, support, and stand behind their machines. Now they're backing that trust with even more. Get 24 months of coverage when you purchase select Defender and Outlander models through the Can-Am Agricultural and Business Program. That's how confident they are in the durability of their units. That's not all. You also get a rebate up to $3,500. Give your fleet the upgrade it deserves. Visit the Can-Am website to learn more about the program. Offer ends October 31st. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Dr. Jay Makovic is part owner of Belleville Chiropractic and Wellness Center. He grew up on his family's farm in Muscadet and understands firsthand the hard work and dedication that farmers pour into their livelihoods. But as the harvest approaches, he also reminds farmers, listen to your bodies.
I think we're seeing more injuries, low back strain, low back irritation, nerve irritation, disc injuries, and also a lot of soft tissue injuries from that static position when they're in these pieces of equipment and machinery. And we're seeing that they're doing this for such long periods of time that their ability to recover and for that spine to be really be resilient, it diminishes. We have to really be able to communicate that first and foremost to the patient that I understand, again, being a farmer, that's going to happen. We have to better educate and empower the patient to that it's not the end of the world.
Mostly, Dr. Jay Makovic from Belleville Chiropractic and Wellness Center says he wants farmers to acknowledge when their bodies need a rest, need a break, maybe even need a visit to a doctor. And remember, movement is medicine, motion is lotion.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation.
And if you're looking to reward yourself at the end of that hard working day, the Wisconsin Beef Council, in partnership with Gather Wisconsin, has got a new tool that might help, the Prime Rib Trail. It's a statewide guide to supper clubs and restaurants serving prime rib. Right now, they've got 16 locations all across the state that dot the map, but they're looking for your input and more. It's available now at beeftips.com. That's literally a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog early. Otherwise, expect partly sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, patchy fog developing late. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a low of 54. On Friday, warmer with mostly sunny skies. Highs in the upper 70s. It's 58 at our studios.
WGBW. Uno, dos. One, two, tres, cuatro. Watch it now, watch it. Here it comes, here it comes. Let not be L7. Come and learn to dance. Bully, bully. Bully, bully. Bully, bully. Bully, bully. Bully, bully. Watch it now. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it.
News, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Stick around. Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see lips begging to be kissed, stop. I can't stop,
no, I can't stop myself. Lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Packers playing tonight. You know, ever since they changed their name, the Washington team, I keep wanting to call them the Washington Commodores instead of Commanders. And I'm thinking Lionel Richie is not on the team. So I have to, it's a change of mindset for me. The timeless commercial of the day coming up about half an hour from now. It's game day in Green Bay, and from the Civic Media Studios downtown Green Bay, we're taking a look out the window and seeing it wants to be sunny, I think. It's going to be a good day, but there's no, I checked the forecast. I've been watching it for the last couple of days. There's not really any rain to speak of, and some lawns and maybe some crops could use it as well. So we're keeping an eye on that, and we'll pass that along to you here when we find out. At WGBW.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW. Always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
97.9 FM.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
we can't go on together
with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious.
News and Timeless Hits 97.9 WGBW. Next weekend, Friday and Saturday, is the 16th annual Pride Alive events at the Brown County Fairgrounds. Details about that coming up.
Rescue me. Take me in your arms. Rescue me. I want your tender charm, cause I'm lonely and I'm blue. I need you and your love too. Come on and rescue me. Come on, baby, and rescue me. Come on, baby, and rescue me. Cause I need you by my side. Can't you see that I'm lonely? Rescue me.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing. Thank you.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW with the Cowsills.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Say hello. She smiled up at me. Then she took my hand and we walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy.
Happy, happy.
Flowers in her hair. She simply caught my eye.
I love the flower girl.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my mind.
Suddenly the sun broke through.